You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
For all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press by calling 1-800-822-9779 or visiting app.com/subscribe. The Asbury Park Press has your news any way you want it, wherever you are. We'll take a look at our first half statistics as Monmouth trails Mount St. Mary's 31-25 here at halftime. The Hawks were led in that first half by Steven Spinella's 9 points and 5 rebounds. As much as we do mention this deep Monmouth bench, a majority of those first half minutes came to 5 players. It was Spinella, Steele, Nesmith, Nicholas, and Khalil Brown. Andrew Nicholas added 7 points, also adding a block and a steal. Gary Cox with 4, Khalil Brown, Max DeLeo, each with 2, and Jesse Steele had 1 point in that first half. MU shot 35.5% from the floor. They hit 2 of 6 from 3, and just 1 of 2 from the foul line. Mount St. Mary's was led by Sam Prescott's 11 points, including 3 triples, 9 points for Christian Kreina. Mount shoots 48% from the floor, including 4 of 10 from 3. They also go 1 of 2 from the line. Monmouth out-rebounded the Mount 18-17 in that first half. The other numbers fairly similar. Mount slight edge in the paint on MU, 16-14. The Hawks actually have 7 second chance points compared to none for the Mountaineers, but the Mount bench, led by Prescott, outscoring MU's reserves 16-6. We'll now take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and it's presented by Coca-Cola Zero. Coke Zero, enjoy everything. The only other game right now going on in the Northeast Conference, as all the other games reported were finals, and we'll re-go over those, is on the road for Central. They're in Moon Township to take on Robert Morris, and the Blue Devils lead 37-33, nearing the end of the first half there. Earlier scores, Quinnipiac defeated LIU Brooklyn 82-74, Sacred Heart 66, St. Francis Brooklyn 65, that's what St. Francis New York calls themselves now, Bryant 78, St. Francis Pennsylvania 58, Wagner 68, FDU 55. The score here in Emmitsburg is 31-25 in favor of Mount St. Mary's. We'll take a quick look around the top 25 scoreboard, give you the somewhat local scores. Rutgers scored a big win, defeating number 24 Pittsburgh at home, 67-62. The number one team in the country, Duke, over Wake Forest, 80-62. Notre Dame defeated Seton Hall, 93-74. Some other Big East scores. How about this ugly one? Marquette beat Georgetown 49-48. Butler 57. New Orleans 44. You have to excuse me now. The iPhone's acting up. St. John scored a big win, defeating Cincinnati 53-52. NC State 78. Boston College 73. And the number three team in the country, Arizona, over Utah 60-57. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and come back courtside here at Knott Arena with Monmouth trailing Mount St. Mary's 31-25. We'll bring Steve back into the booth for the second half of action, and we'll look at some more first half statistics after a 2-minute timeout right here on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Enjoy a Jersey Shore getaway at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, Tinton Falls, Eatontown, and upscale Monmouth County Hotel, minutes from the ocean, right off of the Garden State Parkway, 15 minutes from Monmouth University. The DoubleTree offers a seasonal outdoor pool and a great fitness center, as well as 5 meeting rooms and modern American delicacies in the Aqua restaurant and lounge. Back here at Knott Arena, campus on Mount St. Mary's, Monmouth trails Mount 31-25 as we get ready for the second half of action. Get you caught up on some other scores, some other news around the Monmouth University athletics landscape. Sorry, I was making signals to my broadcast partner, Steve Bazaz, because of aforementioned stolen water. I'm in dire need of new water. Take a look around some of the Monmouth University news. The women's basketball team, unfortunately, fell before our game today here at Mount, 70-51. Some good news, however. Monmouth football safety Andrew Sutton was named to the FCS All-Academic Team. All more good news. The track and field team won the Blue-White Invitational today. That was being held on campus at the MAC. We'd like to remind you, obviously, for all the latest news about Monmouth University Athletics, visit the online home of the Blue and White at GoMUHawks.com. We invite you to check out the new virtual guide, which gives you information from the administration and every head coach. And also check out Hawk Stars, the new kids club for kids 8th grade and under, which is presented by Toppit Frozen Yogurt. GoMUHawks.com, your official online home of the Blue and White. Take our final timeout of halftime with Monmouth trailing Mount St. Mary's 31-25. Megan, final timeout as Megan Oleski's engineering back in the studios tonight, doing a great job as always. 2 minute timeout here, and then we'll get you ready for the second half courtside at Knott Arena here on your home for Monmouth athletics and all season long and Monmouth basketball all winter long, the Shore Sports Network.